What's wrong with you, baby? Seriously, what are you doing? I know it's your first time ever coming over to my house, but seriously, what do you think you're doing? You know, sometimes I don't even know what's going on inside that head of yours. You know what I mean? Come on. Don't play stupid. You don't have to sleep there. Why did you even think about sleeping there, baby? You know, both of us can fit in my bed, right? And there is no need for you to sleep on the couch. And I want you to sleep over here with me. Can you do that, baby? You know, you get so red so easily. Those cheeks of yours just light right up, don't they? Love it so much. You're so adorable. You know, I could just kiss your cheek. But I don't know if you would like that. What do you mean? What am I waiting for? You know, I can't kiss your cheeks if you're all the way over there. You need to come here, baby. Come lay down in the nice, comfy bed. And you know, the whole point of me inviting you over is so you can be with me. So we can cuddle together and, you know. Yes, I know you're shy, baby. I know you're a very shy boy, but you know I'm shy too, right? You're not the only one. We can both be shy together. Okay, just come here and am I gonna have to pull you into bed? Baby, please. You're making this harder than it has to be, you know that? Just come right here. Gosh, you are so adorable. I love it when you're so shy. I love you. I love you so much. Come right here, baby. Just get comfortable, okay? I know I said we can both fit, but I'm sorry if it's a little smaller than you expected. Technically, I guess we might need a bigger bed, but at least we have enough room, right? Just to lay here together. And if anything, it gives me an excuse to give you cuddles, doesn't it? I'm sorry for waiting so late to go to bed. I know it's, what, like 2 hours past your bedtime. I know you've been staying up later recently, but I wanted to try to be a good influence. But I guess this is the opposite of being a good influence, isn't it? But I see. You're pretty tired, aren't you? Those eyes of yours. Those sleepy eyes. They're so heavy, aren't they? My poor baby. You must be so tired. Yeah, my tired boy. My sweet, tired baby boy. I'm at least grateful you didn't fall asleep. I know you got pretty close to falling asleep when we were watching that movie earlier, but you stayed awake for me, didn't you? I'm glad you did. You know, I don't think I've ever seen your sleeping face. Usually I'm the one that falls asleep first, and then you always tell me how cute I looked, but I've never seen yours. I bet you look pretty cute too, don't you? You look so cute when you sleep. Maybe you're just way too cute, and you're hiding it from me just because you're so shy. You know, if you did fall asleep, I wouldn't mind. If you're oh so sleepy and you can't be awake any longer, you can fall asleep. I'd love to watch that cute face of yours. I love you too, baby. I do love you. I love you so much. Come here. Just a little closer. Closer. Just like that. Just like this, baby. You are so warm. And so, so cuddly. You know, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind staying a little longer. Maybe another night or two. I know you have stuff to do during the day, but I'd like it if you stayed over a bit longer. I feel like just this night isn't enough. Yes, I'm being serious, baby. I don't want you to leave. If I could, I'd make sure you have to stay here every single night for the rest of your life. Not in a weird way, just I want you by my side. Imagine every single morning I could wake up next to you. I'd like that. But I guess it'll have to wait, won't it? I guess until we're married and we're finally living together. What do you mean, baby? It's okay. You don't have to think about that. I know you get very anxious when we think about the future. It's scary thinking about all the things that we'll have to deal with. I guess we'll probably look back and think we're overthinking it, but it is really scary, isn't it? You know, anytime you have bad thoughts like that, or if you ever wake up from a nightmare, I would love to be by your side. I want you to wake up every day and have me right here. You'll never have to worry about being alone or being scared. I'll be here to cuddle you, no matter what. I'll always be here. If you ever have something on your mind or something scary happened and you're right by my side and we're sleeping side by side, you can wake me up, baby, you know that. You can always wake me up and I'll be right here. Right here to take care of you and give you whatever you need. I love you, baby. But you know, if you wake me up and it's not for a very important reason, I might get a little mad at you. You know, sometimes you toss and turn and you end up kicking me or something, and that's not very nice, you know? I'm joking, baby. I'm not mad at you. You don't have to look at me like that. I don't like seeing you sad, baby. I'm not mad at you, okay? I want to make sure that you have a good night's sleep. That's what matters to me. Getting all that stress out, all those thoughts, and making sure that my good boy doesn't have a single nightmare. Maybe a few kisses would help, just to make you nice and happy. One right on the forehead, just like that. Just to make sure that all those bad thoughts are all gone. And maybe another one, just for good measure. And maybe a kiss on the nose to make sure that you sleep nice and soundly. No snoring or tossing or turning. Just peaceful. And maybe a kiss on each cheek, since I love to see those cheeks of yours light up. There you go. They're bright red now, aren't they? So, so bright red. And so, so cute. I love seeing you all fostered. I wonder how else I can foster you. I've only ever seen you a bit shy, but surely I can push you a bit further. What about one small kiss on those lips of yours? That doesn't bother you too much, does it? Just like this. Look at you. You are so cute. Would you mind if I kiss you somewhere else? What if I do a kiss on your neck? Just a small kiss. You know I felt that, right? The way you squirmed a little bit. I guess you've never had a girl kiss you on the neck, have you? Do you like it? Do you? So tasty. You have me feeling like I'm a vampire over here. Just to tease you. You're so spoiled. Let me guess. You want more? More kisses. And you called me the needy one. You're the one looking at me with those pleading eyes. Those eyes tell me everything. Everything that you're too afraid to tell me. So let me guess. You want to do a bit more than cuddling, don't you? Yeah. You can, baby. You can. How about you let me slide my hand down those pants of yours? And I'll keep kissing everywhere I want. Would you like that? Yeah. Come here, my sweet boy. You know what I want. So it's up to you to give it to me. Seems like somebody's pretty happy. You wanna put it in me? You like that, right? It's a lot nicer than just a hand job, isn't it? Oh. That's so...